Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Happy Preparation Day to each and every one of you. Just want to welcome you this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I'll start with a word of prayer, and I'll, if Sister Consonelli's on, I'll ask her to press 1, and she can go into her sharing and her song if she's on after I pray. Let us pray. Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you ever so much for who you are. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your mercy, your love to each and every one of us. We're nothing, Lord, but you see it fit that we should be here in the land of the living to give you praise, glory, and honor. Our bodies, our mind, our souls, everything belongs to you by redemption and creation. Help us to remember that and help us to know that without you, we're nothing, Lord. Help us to hate the appearance of evil. Hate us to shun all evil that is in our home, in our environment, in our churches, at our work, wherever it may be. Help us to shun the appearance of evil and help us to sow beside still waters that we may minister to those that are in need and those that don't know you, that we may point them to you. You said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Help us to lift you up in whatever we say and do. Bless each and every one as they join. As they rightly represent their home, bless them, their children, grandchildren, family and friends, neighbor, co-worker, even our speaker. We ask that you will touch him and his wife, Lord. Those that are listening via the broadcast in Japan, China, Canada, the Caribbean, wherever they may be, Australia, we ask that you will touch them, Lord. You know where your people are. You know those that will be listening to the rebroadcast. Answer their prayer. Save them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Happy Sabbath. I'm not sure if this is Sister Consonelli. I consider her my co-host, but for her to sing and to give us a prayer also and to share. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-482. I'm not sure if you're ready to share. Your line is now open.
Yes, yes, I'm ready to share.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sister.
I am ready to share. I was ready since 6 o'clock we were singing. I was on the door of the prayer line. Hello? Thank you, Sister Carlo. Hello?
Amen. Yes, amen. I muted my
okay.
line. Yes, amen. Thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you for opening my line.
Yes.
And I don't think the Sabbath is right here by me as yet, but it's minutes still. And I am very happy to be here because I was preparing all during the week. I had a busy week, and in that week, I did went to see my brother in the nursing home. Yes, after maybe a few weeks, he didn't get to go because my brother had to do some procedures. But I was so happy to see him, and I know he was happy to see us, but you can see he missed us because when he didn't even want to talk. But, you know, he wasn't worse. I could say he's well taken care of so far because he don't have any sores, although he just sit down there every day. I'm satisfied with his condition, but, you know, we can't really do nothing. We just have to go visit him and do whatever we can to make him comfortable and happy. Yes, this evening, I just want to thank God for so many blessings that I have received from his fatherly hand, and I'm still receiving. You know, we were just talking on the other prayer line, what time do we get ready for the Sabbath? And I leave them at that. But I know what time we should start to prepare for the Sabbath should be from Friday, Saturday afternoon. After you come home, one lady said she goes and take out her dress and she way up there. But we have all week to prepare for the Sabbath. And I'm so happy when the Sabbath comes around. I am fully satisfied when the Sabbath comes. I'm there I try my best. In Isaiah 58:11, it says, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And that text is taken from Isaiah 58:11. And as I look back on my week, I know I had a very good week, a busy week, and I'm satisfied. And I like this song that says, you know, God, before that I said, God loves to bless his children. We are all his children. And he wants to bring a request to him, you know, to tell him our desires of our heart. He would like us to, you know, to tell him everything, bring all our burdens and everything. In fact, we should be very quiet. We will be quite miserable if we do not do that, right? And the Bible tells us in Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Only God knows the end from the beginning. And he knows what is best for all of us here on this line this evening. We can trust him, you know. We can trust him. We can put all our trust in him to guide us in every decision that we have to make. Whether large or small, we could trust God. You know, when we fall in love with Jesus, when I fall in love with Jesus personally, everything changes, including the things that you want. You know, when I go in the shop to shop, I went to shop this week, and I was only thinking about others. Others was foremost in my mind. I was thinking, asking how this one could get this one and how this one could get, you know, I just seen people. And that is how I am right now at this stage of my life. I put others first. I try to as much as I can. So I am satisfied that I am doing my best, but I'm not satisfied that I'm doing my best, because there is always room for improvement, right? And you would agree with me in that. You know, our desires, the things that we desire most, become the things that will draw us closer to our Savior. God don't promise to give us everything on our want list, but he does promise to supply all our needs. So we can claim this promise in Proverbs 13:4. It says, the desire of the diligent are fully satisfied. When we live our lives in full surrender to God, we can be assured that we will absolutely and positively and most definitely be fully satisfied. So it is my desire this evening to live for Jesus. And this song that I would sing this evening, I hope it is the desire that Jesus will be satisfied. You will be satisfied with Jesus because he has done so much for us. So I'll sing this song. But before I sing, I think I would say a short prayer just to thank God for the blessings of the week and for the privilege of coming on this line to encourage my other brothers and sisters who are tired, some are weak, some are sick. Father, I come before you this evening on this beautiful Sabbath evening, thanking you for the wonderful way in which you have kept all of us safe during the week. In our going out or coming in, you have protected us, you have kept us. Thank you for Sister Carla, who is always there on time to start the service. Father, help us that we will be thankful, always be thankful for these little blessings that we are enjoying now. Because we know, Lord, we know that harder times are coming, more difficult times. And if we cannot run with the footmen, how can we run with those the horsemen? We have to be very diligent now in keeping God's Sabbath and try our best to do whatever we can to come closer to Jesus every day. And Father, I pray this evening that you will bless each one that will come on this line to listen. And whatever they hear, it may be a means of encouraging them to live a better life for you and to decide to follow you. As I sing this song this evening, Lord, I pray that it may help someone to know, to find a need for Jesus and to know that Jesus is not satisfied with when we do not accept him as our Savior, because he did so much for us. So, Father, I pray that you will bless us, each of us, as we come on this line, as we contribute a little bit to encourage others. Thank you, Father, for hearing my simple prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I am satisfied with Jesus. He has done so much for me. He has suffered to redeem me. He has died to set me free. I am satisfied. I am satisfied. I am satisfied with Jesus. But the question comes to me as I think of Calvary. satisfied with me. He is with me in my trials. Best of friends of all is he. I can always count on Jesus. Can he always count on me? I am satisfied. I am satisfied. I am satisfied with Jesus. But the question comes to us as we think of Calvary. Is the Savior satisfied with us? I can hear the voice of Jesus calling out so pleadingly, go and win the lost and stray. Is he satisfied with me? I am satisfied. I am satisfied. I am satisfied with Jesus. As the question comes to me, as I think of Calvary, is my Savior satisfied with me? And the last verse says, when my work on earth is ended, and I cross the mystic sea, oh, that I could hear him saying, I am satisfied with thee. I am satisfied. I am satisfied. We are satisfied with Jesus. But the question comes to us as we think of Calvary. Is my Master, is my Savior satisfied with us? Amen. I hope our Savior would be satisfied with us as we try to keep holy his Sabbath day, these holy hours. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing, and thank you for the song that you sing. Beautiful voice, praising the Lord and glorifying him. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So, again, thank
the
you
Lord.
For sharing. Amen. Amen. And, again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Happy Preparation Day to each and every one of you. Just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, and I will go ahead and open the line for 985-232. Good evening. Your line is now open. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sister and brother. Yes.
Amen.
This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for his preparation day. Thank him for watching over us and waking us up this morning. It was a blessing when I opened my eyes to see another day. I thank the Lord for these words that would be prayed. And I would like to read a prayer. Dear Lord, it's an honor to have a role in your master plan. Help us to encourage one another as we grow and mature in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord again for his words of wisdom that we can learn and share with one another and grow in them so that we can try to reach the mark to where we want to be so we can make it closer and closer so we can become what we want to be and lead closer to God. And knowing that we is doing his will. We want to continue studying and not worry about where we're going or what's going to happen. We just want to continue serving. And just want to ask a prayer for Advent Life family on and off the prayer line. Pray for all those that are sick in nursing homes, on the street, under the bridge, in the hospital, were confined in jails or wherever they may be. And I want to pray for those that are still sick, being sick from this disease that's running in the air, all those that are in some type of way. Pray for all those with the power and her Alex Nation. Pray for all those upstate that's in turmoil. Pray the Lord can revive them and see that they can get some clean water, some good food and clothing and shelter for all the rest of the four corners in prayer. And thank you, Sister Carlin. Welcome back. Haven't heard your voice in a while. And I've been missing it once. So good to hear your voice again. And thank you for being on. And God bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Amen.
Brother God.
Yeah, I'd like to tell everyone, happy preparation day. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I just want to say, as always, thank God. And for just being there watching over us, shining his heavenly light on us, as he is our heavenly Father, and we are his children, you know. And like with Jesus, the sheep, you know, or better known as Jesus' sheep, you know, because he guides us and leads us in the right direction, and he gives us direction. So I thank God for that. And I thank for all the blessings that we have, you know. And we mentioned once before about our home and stuff. It's done the construction right now, and also is our mind. Me and my wife, our minds are under construction right now because we're under construction. We are rebuilding our thoughts into more and more heavenly thoughts. We're going to keep that heavenly thought construction in our minds going too. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on. I like how you said that as your house is under construction, your mind is under construction too. That's really good. And we all need to be renewed each and every day, every moment, be renewed in the love of Christ, in the direction that he would have us to go, the things that he would want us to be doing at this time. So praise the Lord, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for sharing. May God continue to bless you. And now I'll go to the other caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Preparation Day. open the line for 857-505. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. Hello, brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I like to... I like to thank God because his love. I like to praise him because he is awesome, God. Hi, Debbie. Hi, I like to praise the Lord because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, that's Sister Carla. I'm getting a moment. Sister Carla, I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy because he is good. He's worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request. My prayer request is to lift up me in prayer and my mother. And please lift up Brother Javel in prayer, Sister Carla, because Brother Javel can, you know, Sister Carla, because Sister Carla, you know, he's going to... please lift him up in prayer, Sister Carla. Lift up individuals,
yes,
and prayer, Sister Carla, because individuals needs a lot of prayer at the moment. Sister Kyla, Brother Javel needs a lot of prayer because Sister Kyla,
okay,
you know what Javel is doing. Because Javel says,
we will pray for him
to,
right now.
Yes.
We will pray for
Jesus.
Him. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Praise the Lord. Our brother needs prayer, and I think it's Sister Leola line that I'm going to open next, so I'm going to ask her to give a word of prayer for Brother Eli and Brother Javel. 225-337, your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, opening my line,
amen.
And I just want to share my scripture. And I wanted to share Exodus, the Ten Commandments. I'm not going to share the whole thing. I just want to say that God is so good. He gave us his Ten Commandments that we should abide by and be able to live here on this earth. And I just want to read Exodus chapter 20 and verse 20. And it said, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you that his fear may be before your face, that ye sin not. And as God give this to the children, I'm not going to say just the children of Israel. I'm going to say to the world. He expects us to study. And I just want to read just a couple of these verses, Sister Carla. And I'm reading from Exodus chapter 20, start at verse 21. And I'm just going to say, and he said that stealing a man and sell him, if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. You see, God gives so many of these statutes how we should be operating in life, and we see how people kidnap another person, and what happened? They go to jail. But what the Bible says, surely he shall be put to death. And I'm going to give you one to two more, and I want to share this other one. He said, if a man strive and hurt a woman with the child so that her fruit depart from her and yet no mischief follow, he shall be punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay the judge determined. And I want to share one more. And the Bible also says in Exodus 23, verse 23, if any man mischief follow him, then thou shalt give life for life. So we know what Christ says about that. But when you think about it, sisters and brothers, a long time ago, the sin wasn't so bad. Of course, the sin all over the world, but you hear of sin more and more, because when the Bible tells us a life for a life, a man going to think before he do some foolish thing. Or if he steals something, he cut his hand off. So all these commandments and these statutes, God says that we are to read them and study, because the things that God given to us, brothers and sisters, learn. And do you know the old saying, if you loan your brother or sister some money, you know, you're not supposed to charge them interest. So God is so good about with his word and how we should follow him and how we should love the word of God. And then not only love, the Bible said on the two commandments, hang them both, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor. And if we love our neighbor, we're going to think about what, if it's going to hurt me, if I do anything wrong, if somebody will do wrong to me, then I will think about the other person the same way. So I wouldn't want to do no one no hurt. So, Sister Cole, I want to thank you for opening my line. And you asked me to lift up Brother Eli and Brother Javel. I believe that's what you said.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm short. Sister Cole, my voice. Allow me, okay. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much once again for bringing us into your Sabbath day. This holy day, Father, really have come again, And as we are here, Father, standing before your face tonight, Lord, we ask him for a clean heart and a clean spirit. Father, forgive us of our sins, Lord. And we ask him, and we are repenting right now, that you would help us to turn from our wicked ways and to love you and to love your word. And Father, as we are, Brother Eli has requested a prayer for Brother JaVale, Lord. We lift up Brother Eli to you, Lord, asking that you would teach him and give him a clear understanding. Lord, when he bring a prayer to you, Father, we ask that you let it be okay with him. Let him understand, you got it, that you have already taken care of it. But now, Lord, as we say, JaVale, lifting JaVale up in prayer, Jahari and all these other names, Lord, you have heard it. And, Father, we just want to say thank you for answering these prayers. Now, Father, I'm asking that you please give Brother Eli wisdom, give him understanding, and show him the love, Lord, because his heart burns within him for the love of his friends and family. So, Lord, please lead him and guide him and teach him, Father. And not only him, Lord, all of us here on the prayer line, be with us tonight. And we just thank you so much for the speaker. Bless him and keep him tonight, Father. We thank you and bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carl, for opening my line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that prayer. Thank you for sharing. God is good. He's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. And we all have a part to play, a part to do in the saving of our brothers and sisters. So let us be faithful to do our part, to do what God has called us to do. Amen. I have one more line that I'm okay, a couple more lines. Sorry, brothers and sisters, please be brief. I have a couple more lines that I can open before we go into the word. And again, please be brief. 24988. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Happy Sabbath. It's a Sabbath where we are now, and I thank you for opening up my line. Just want to share a couple of things. God is so good. I thank him for bringing me through this week. I'm exhausted, and so I really, really love to come into the Sabbath because I know that I can find rest. I know that I can find strength and comfort. And so I was back at school yesterday, Wednesday. There's a class that is in front of me, and the little girl and the little boy, they were just like running a rampant, running amok. We have a new assistant principal. The man was just like he didn't know what to do. They were just like, so I'm sitting in my room. My door is closed because it was my lunchtime. And the little girl ran. She opened my door and she saw me. And our eyes made four. And she said, oh, no, not this room. I say, you're right. Go back to where you need to go to. And it was just a mess. It was just a mess. So I went in there yesterday, and I said to the teacher, one of the teachers that works with them, I walked in. You know, I usually go in my classroom. I pray every morning. You know what I mean? I'm having songs and everything. So I walked in the room, and I said to her, the Spirit of God told me to go in her room, and I said, would you mind if I pray for you? And she said, oh, my goodness. Oh, sure. She said, why would you ask me if I would mind? I said, because, you know, we're in a school and I don't want to offend you, you know, and so I have to ask you if I could pray for you. She said, sure. I prayed for the woman. She was dealing with these kids the day before. I prayed for just peace. I prayed that God's spirit will just rain down in that classroom and in the school. And at the end of the day, I saw, because when I saw her on Wednesday, she looked so defeated, just like deflated, right? She had to be running around the school to get these kids, and it was just a mess. they were enraged. And so I prayed that God will bound up the demons and just let his light shine. So at the end of the day, I went back, you know, and I said, how was everything? She said, oh, my goodness, it was so much peace. And that's what I prayed for, right? She said it was so much peace. One of the little girls that started the altercation, she wasn't there. And I prayed that God will keep the demons and the enemies away. And so today, similar thing happened. I saw one of the little boys that I knew back since kindergarten. And he was just raging. Like, I mean, snot was coming. Just like the mad demonic man that was in the tomb, literally. Snot was coming out and he was just raging. And the assistant principal tried to get him and he wasn't paying him any attention. And the Spirit of God told me, walk over there to that little boy. And I walked over there with a soft voice. I said, get up and come with me. And he started to walk with me. He wasn't listening to the assistant principal. The assistant principal actually said to him, you want me to call your mother? He did not have a care in the world. That little boy was in rage. The demons was just over that little boy. And I walked over with the still small voice, and I said, get up and come with me. And he came, and he had snot all over his face, and I went and got some tissue, and, you know, he wiped it up, and we walked, and then he tried to, you know, not come. I said, I'm going to tell you. I need you to walk with me. So he came. He walked with me for a little bit, and then the demon pulled him back again. I said, and I was praying in the moment. I said, I need you to walk with me. And he started to show me something in the book. He's doing like some sign language, and he signed the word hi. And I just started to talk to him, right? And I was like, what is going on with you? And then we talked, and he started to come more with me, right? He started to be less resistant. And I said, I want you to walk with me. And he walked to my classroom. And when he was in my classroom, he said, this is your classroom? He said, oh, it's peaceful in your classroom. And we talked, and I brought him outside, and I said, I need you to run. And he ran, you know, a couple of times, and he said, you know what? I feel much better. All the while, I was just praying for this little boy. I pray every day for my class. I pray that the Spirit of God will just illuminate in that place. And at the end, when we did our thing, and I kind of, you know, went through him, show him what he needs to do all along praying in my heart. And I told him, what are some of the things that he could do? And I said, do you think that it makes sense for you to act that way? And I said, the little kids and everybody else are looking at you. He said, you know what? You're right. They're literally looking at me. I said, yes. And the way you're behaving, I mean, it is just barbaric, you know. I said, what are some of the things you can do if something like this happened? And he said, oh, I could rip some paper up. I said, boy, that's barbaric. We're not doing that. What are some of the things? So I went through him. You could breathe. You could count from 1 to 10. You could count 10 backwards. And he just calmed down. There was a difference. There was a peace over this little boy. So when I was taking him back to his class, I saw the assistant principal. And the assistant principal was amazed. He was like, oh, he's so calm. I said, yeah, he's fine. I said, you know, he has something that he needs to say to you. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry for what I was doing. I'm not going to do it again. Da-da-da-da-da. Here's some of the strategies. I just want to say to you all, beloved, continue to pray for our young people. Continue to hold on, knowing that there is power in the privilege of prayer. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing every day demons are in these little kids. Demons. But we know that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So continue to lift me up. Continue to lift up all the educators, because I know I'm not the only one going. Our schools are not the only one going through it. And normally I would just stay in my room and kind of, but I saw that the assistant principal, he didn't know what hit him. He has no clue what was going on. The Spirit of God said, go and say this and do this. So thank you so much for allowing me, and I'm exhausted, I'm telling you, with all of that. So continue to pray for me that God will continue to strengthen me as I'm in this battle with him, with children and demons. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. I can imagine, because when I was in, you know, preschoolers back in 2010, I saw how they were acting, and no respect, disrespect, and, you know, and I was like, I had to get out of the school system, and I work with children now. That's custody of the state. You know, with my job, we get to sit with them, and I can see how even them, how they're acting and cursing and carrying on, and every other word out their mouth is not a good word. And I'm just praying, and I'm just like, Lord, help me to be a light. So thank you again for sharing, Sister Stephanie. We will continue to pray for you, the school system, the children, and you know, everyone that we come in contact with, the parents also, because they need prayer. So I will just open one more line. We have time for just one more line. We went over our time. I believe this is Sister. Okay. I thought Sister Powell was on here. Okay, she's not on here. But brothers and sisters, I will have to go to the speaker now. I thought Sister Powell has pressed one so she can pray. Okay, so I can she can give us a word of prayer before we go to the speaker. 518-951. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Yes, happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell once more. I know this is time for prayer, but I just want to give God thanks. I heard the report from Sister Stephanie, and to know that God was in the midst of it, and we just have to continue to pray for our young people. Our young people out there, I know the enemy is just using them, and I just want to let us know that we as the elder have an opportunity. Maybe we do not have the young ones them home, but we can go down on our knees to pray consistently for them. My dear beloved, I just want to thank you all for praying for me. Sister Powell is doing much better with her healing process with her eye. God is so good and he's so great. And just shortly, just a little brief, you all know that we had a project with the Alex Nation. And my dear beloved, he is a young 19-year-old, and God have used him to do good to the needy. And eventually, my dear beloved, the enemy creep in and want to destroy him, his mind. And right now, he is not really putting out anything that people could, you know, look and also to pray for him. He was actually scammed of a few thousand million dollars that he was saving to buy himself a little vehicle. He was scammed by that, and eventually at this time, Lord, from March, I think I heard it took place, and now he is really trying. He went to the police station, and he doesn't get any requests. So I'm just asking you all to just lift him up, that he will put his heart, his mind, his soul in the hands of the Lord, that despite of what happened, what took place in his life, that God is able to carry him through and also allow him to know that the only person you can trust is Jesus Christ. So that's my prayer request, and I will just go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this blessed Sabbath evening. We heard the request, Lord, from our dear Sister Stephanie, with the school system, Lord, and the children, Lord, how the enemy is using these children. Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, for protection towards them. We ask you, Lord, to keep them, Lord. Allow their little mind to be fixed upon you. And also the home, the parents, Lord, so that the parents there, Jesus, will teach and to feed upon your word so that they can teach their children. We are asking you at this time, Lord, to continue to bless Advent Life. Every brothers and sisters of the light and all the requests, prayer requests that go up to you, you know everyone and every desire. What we're calling the names, that because you have it recorded already. So you can do all things. So in your hand we place. We want to thank you for who you are, the great physician, for healing diseases, Lord, sickness and pain and ache. We want to thank you for your protection, Lord, for traveling mercies to each and every one who go to work, and you brought them back in safely. And now, dear Lord, we come to you to feast upon your word, fresh bread from heaven. Allow the Holy Spirit to abide within our heart so that we will accept your word and that we will put the doors of your word and also to share your word to others. We present the speaker to you, Brother Ricardo, and his family. Continue, Lord, to use him mightily to present your word. And as he brings the word to encourage our heart, Lord, we are asking you through the Holy Spirit to allow us to accept this word and also to cheer his word. Thank you for this blessed Sabbath day that will be a test to the world. But help us that we all be faithful. Continue to pour your blessings upon your children, we pray. We leave everything in your care in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing, and thank you for the prayer. And again, I want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters that have shared, that are on, those that are listening on the internet and will be listening via the recording. May the Lord truly bless you and hear your prayer. And may we continue to pray for those prayer requests, the testimony that was given, and keep each other in prayer and our family, because we know that the devil is wrapped and he knows we're in the last days and he wants to take as many with him. But God has shed his blood for us. He has paid the ransom for us. So may we be diligently and may we choose right and choose the side of the Lord. And our action and our thoughts and our ways will tell what path we're on. So may the Lord continue to bless us. I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Good evening, Brother Ricardo. Sister Samantha, your line is now open.
Good evening, Carla. Happy Sabbath.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you. Through another week, the Lord has brought us our way throughout the week. So I love Vesper Brothers and Sisters. I love it when Friday comes around, because I remember that I have a date with my God. Amen. Amen. So, beloved, so while we sit and to sup at his feet, let us hear all of the words that Jesus Christ have in store for us. So we're going to look at the mystery of God, beloved, and I really want to encourage you with these stuff. Please have your notepad, your pen, and your pencil to write down these things. But before we go into it, let us invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Happy Sabbath again, everyone. May the Lord continue to bless you. Thank you so much for joining to Advent Prayer Line. I pray that you will receive light for your soul in these last days. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. First and foremost, oh God, I am nothing. I am a decorated dust. I am just a maggot. But Lord God Almighty, you're giving me the privilege to speak unto your people. I pray that I will not be heard or be seen, but Christ will be heard and Christ will be uplifted and his words be exalted. Now, Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, you say, whatever we ask in the Father, you will give it unto us. I'm asking you for the Holy Spirit, who is our divine teacher, who will help us to comprehend the scriptures. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're looking at the mystery of God. And remember, what is the mystery of God? The mystery of God is the gospel, right? So let us go back with me to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go into the way of the Gentiles and not into the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So question, beloved, what nation did Jesus focus on while he was here on earth? So now, if Jesus have a last day church, which we call the Seventh-day Adventist church, which is the remnant. So if Jesus was here today, he would visit all of the churches and what? To educate his people. Remember, this is not all about buildings. God is not coming back for buildings. So I want you to look at Jesus' ministry, because we are going away from Jesus' ministry. And God only have one church, the Adventist church. We were established to educate and to enlighten and to show the world the true God, the God who created the heavens and the earth. Now we see the Jacobian law, the Sunday law, and all of these things, beloved, on the horizon. But God's people are supposed to stand forth, beloved, head to head with all of these things, to prove and to show the world the true God, and to worship your God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. The judgment of God is in the land today, Advent Light, but they are mixed with mercy. God always sends judgment because man in their rebellion and they're stiff-necked, so God has to send judgment to get our attention. Are you with me, beloved? So this is the mystery of God. The mystery, beloved, have to be fulfilled. When the Gentiles come in, when you and I used to out there, we never know Jesus Christ and him crucified. You are a Gentile. But when the gospel come, beloved, and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you become part of the family of God. Are you with me, beloved? So if you have a nephew, a brother, or a sister, or children, and they are not walking with Christ, they are considered as a Gentile, but do not go call your children Gentiles, no. Amen? Please do not. Amen? But I want you to get what I'm saying, beloved. So but the Bible said, go ye rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Even though we are the body of the Adventist church, beloved, we see that we are sick. Some of us, we are sipping the wine. But God wants Elijah. God wants Ezekiel. God wants Jeremiah, a weeping prophet, a weeping preacher, a weeping sister who can lift up the standard and show God's people their sins. Amen? So we must not say we are Adventists, know it all. No, some churches, beloved, they are not hearing the first, second, and third angel message. Some church, beloved, they do not know the standard, beloved. Some believers, they're coming to the faith, beloved, getting baptized, but they are not rightly trained, beloved. Are you with me? So God is trying to raise up a people, because the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to pour out on us if we are found faithful. So God is trying to equip us and to use us in these last days to educate, to edify, and uplift the church, beloved. Even though this church, beloved, it seems like it's going to fall, but God's going to shake out all of the sinner in Zion. Are you with me, beloved? So if you are a sinner in Zion, tonight on this Vesper night, beloved, on God's preparation day, you can make your calling and election sure. There is hope in Jesus. Don't care how far you went, beloved, in sin. When you cry on him, beloved, if you cry, the Bible says there is deliverance in Israel, beloved. Whosoever call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be delivered, set free from your sin. When John the Baptist sees Jesus come, he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus come to take you and I's sin upon himself, beloved. We was bruised by our transgression, beloved. Beloved, Jesus Christ died for you and I, and his purpose and his will is that none of us to perish. And his will and desire is, beloved, we must take up our cross and to follow Jesus. Jesus wants to equip us. Some of us don't know how to preach, but when you come to Jesus, when he gives you the gospel change how you look. The gospel comb your hair, brush your teeth. The gospel causes you to look shining for Jesus. And when you open up your mouth, he will empower your words so people's lives can be changed into the brightness of his glory in these last days. We see the draconian laws. We see all of these things. Fire and flood and storms and earthquake, beloved. But Jesus said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Advent Light. Jesus Christ is coming. And this is the mystery of God. The Gentiles going to come in, and the Gentiles going to take many of us place, beloved. Some is going out of this message, and thousands, we are told, is coming in back. So, beloved, I'm telling you right now, you must hold your post. Stand fast and do not lower the standard. Make sure that you know Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen? Beloved, we need man of God with force who will keep God's people straight We don't want no man just to preach the word and try to keep the people straight and his life being straight. Amen. So, beloved, please pray for me. Amen. Now, go with me, beloved. Now, Jesus said we must go to the Lord's sheep of the what? The host of Israel. Beloved, if we love our brothers and sisters, ask God, God, give me strength. Give me courage. Give me tact. Help me to be lowly. Help me not to sow too harsh and quick to condemn. But help me to be like you, Lord. Even though they don't like him, Jesus go into the synagogue and he go to teach. Many do not want to hear the first, second, and third angel message. But if you are right to God, if your life please God, and you want to work, he will send you places. Even though others don't want to hear, but he will close them out. He will humble them in those pews, beloved. And Jesus Christ will make your word sharp like a two-edged sword. When you preach, beloved, people in the in their feet, like somebody slapping them with a belt across their back, across their foot, beloved. Because the word of God, it causes to break up our fallow ground. Amen. Because Jesus Christ and him crucified, he love you. He want to save you. And he's going to do everything in his power to get your attention. He love you. Can you not see what is coming? Go with me to Matthew 15, 22. Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 to 25. Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 to 25. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of whom? David, my daughter is grievously what? Vexed with our devil. And beloved, we as Adventists, beloved, we are only baptizing people, giving them head knowledge. But beloved, Jesus said, I give you power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Beloved, we as God's people, we need to be educated not to know how to realize when somebody is under demon attack. Beloved, we have power that we must cast out those demons in the name of Jesus Christ. And him crucified, and also on the authority of the word of God. We have power, but we do not know how to use the power. Can you imagine this? We have power, beloved, and we need to exercise the power. When Jesus walked, demons trembled, because he walked in the authority of his father's word, his words. Let us move on. The woman said, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a what, a word. And his disciple, the disciple of prejudice, a lot of us Adventists, because we think we are acknowledged, beloved. We believe that some. We do not, we look down on some, beloved. Think we are up there. But beloved, the Bible said, we must humble ourselves. Take heed, lest we fall. His disciple came on beside him, saying, send her away. Because why? Jews and Gentiles don't have no dealings. For she cried up to us. Why? But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus' focus was on the children of Israel. Because they're under a probationary period. We, beloved, we are told probation closed and the members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So us as ministers, who we must focus in on, beloved? Our church. How we can get our brothers and sisters in line before probation closes. Are you with me, beloved? This is what God said. Those who are weep, sigh, what? Crying and sighing for what? All of the abomination done in the midst thereof, in the midst of the church. We need to start writing some letters, sending some emails, sending some rebuke letters, sending some letters to encourage, sending some spirit of prophecy, beloved, the scriptures. Bring back God's people. Say, listen, man, you were off the platform. Come back before your days are numbered. Come back before God said, Ichabod, Ichabod, the glory of God is departed from you. Come back. And ask for the whole part and walk therein. And ask for the good way. we must be like that now. We are all in this together. Amen. He said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the host of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Our church is standing in need of help, beloved. We all need help. We need a word that can get us straight, straighten us up. Are you with me, beloved? Look at verse 26 to 28, Matthew chapter 15, verse 26 to 28. But he answered and said, it is not me to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Who is the bread? Jesus Christ is the bread. Is the word. We have this bread today. Are you despising others, say they don't deserve it? If we are doing that, we are really saying that they are dogs. But who are we to say people are dogs? Are you with me, beloved? Because all have sinned and fall short of the what? The glory of God. But he answered and said, it is not me to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And he said, and she said, truth, Lord, yes, I'm a dog. Truth, I don't deserve your word. Truth, I don't deserve to have a conversation with you, Jesus. Truth, my forefathers, we worship on Thursday. Truth, we don't work, we don't honor your commandment. Truth, but I need help. I need help. Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Beloved, those who are coming in this message, beloved, they're just going to get crumbs. Why? Because we are told that truths that we are learning, we must learn them in weeks and months. Are you hearing this, beloved? So we, beloved, who are fat and the truth, beloved, the time is coming when the Gentiles, beloved, who are coming in, beloved, with such a desire, with such a zeal, beloved, they're going to come on what? Under what? Eating what? Crumbs. But when they eat that crumbs, beloved, they're going to have such a faith, such a desire. Want to grow, want more. They're going to learn all of these truths in what? Weeks and what? Months. We are told truths that we are learning for years. Lord have mercy. Tell me Gentiles going to get me crumbs? Yes, beloved. Yes, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. The woman represents who? The church. The remnant who's going to be saved out of what? A remnant. The Bible said, when Jesus comes, shall he find faith? This is the faith here, beloved. Listen. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. The little she gets, she keep, beloved. Keep that. She love it. She embrace it. She appreciate what she got. But to us, we have the whole loaf of bread. We don't even want to eat it, ginger on it, dust go on it, the Bible, and all these things. Insects start, spiders start having nests on it. We don't even read it. Full of dust. A woman great is thy faith. Oh, she get this faith. Faith come by hearing. She hearing Jesus. Hear about Jesus. Faith come by what? Hearing. And hearing the what? The word of God. She hears. But be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. She believed the whole word, beloved. This woman, can you imagine? She come and hear the word of God, hear the Bible, and hear it regarding the spirit of prophecy. And she fall in love with it. She love it. In that, getting just crumbs. And Jesus look at her condition and say, O woman, great is thy faith. The little conversation, just a few words Jesus said to this woman. And these words, beloved, faith come by what again? Hearing. Go with me. Let us move on. Go with me to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit. Listen, beloved, listen to this, that blindness in part is happening unto who? Israel, us today. Spiritual Israel. Blindness. What is this blindness? Until the fullness of the Gentile become in. So blindness is in what part is happening unto who? Israel. So how we if we are we are partially blind, beloved, what we need? We need eyes of. Eyes of that we may what? See? So beloved, question, what does the Bible mean then? Until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. This is dealing with the mystery of God, right? Go with me. We are in chapter 11, Romans. Look at verse 11 to 13. Romans chapter 11, verse 11 to 13. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto who? The Gentiles. Until if what? The fullness of the Gentile come in. This is going to be the mystery of God is complete. The Gentiles going to come in and to make up the number of the 144,000. Those who are already falling away. Because remember, so that which was happening to the Jews of old going to happen to us in the future. Many going to go out at this message and many who do not know this message going to come in and appreciate it so much and love it so much. But rather go through the answer, but rather through their fall, salvation is come unto who? The Gentiles. But to provoke them to jealousy. Remember Jesus said, oh woman, great is thy what? Thy faith. She have such a those who are going to come in, under the first, second, and third angel message, especially the third, under the early and latter rain, especially latter rain, beloved, the fourth angel of Revelation 18, they're going to come under what? Crumbs. Because they're going to learn these things in months, in weeks and months. But you and I, we have these, all of these books, all of these materials, and we don't even read it. We don't even appreciate it. Lord have mercy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Remember, until the fullness of the what? The Gentiles come in. The Gentiles going to make up the number of the 144,000. They're going to stood for God. They're going to resist the mark of the beast. They're going to resist the papacy. They're going to resist the draconian law. They're going to resist the government. Are you bold to walk away left everything? If not, God, we're going to be replaced. Sorry. Lord, keep me. Keep us. For I speak to you, Gentiles, in so much I am an apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify my office. Go with me to Galatians 3:8. Another word for Gentiles, dogs, Eden. All right. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. And the scripture foreseen that God would justify the Eden through what? Faith. Remember the woman who come to God. She's not a Jew. She's not from the lineage of the Jewish nation. Are you with me, beloved? She's an outsider. She's a Gentile. Listen now. And the scripture foreseen that God who justifies the Eden through faith. This is the promise that God made with Abraham. God said, I will let your seed, I will bless your nation, and they're going to be like the son of the son, something like that. But we're going to go there. Bear with me. The scripture foreseen that God who justify who? The Eden through what? Faith. Preach before who? The gospel unto who now? Abraham. If we're going to get there, we can break that down a little bit more. Saying, indeed shall all what? Nation be what? Blessed. Don't forget this, beloved. So God's going to what? Justify the Eden through what? Faith. Right? Remember, faith come by what? Hearing, and hearing of the word of God. The Gentiles, what? The heathen get to hear the gospel that was passed on from even to Abraham. And so because of Abraham, God going to count their faith as righteousness. Go with me to Acts chapter 28. verse 27 to 28. For the heart of this people is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes. Remember, I said, beloved, remember the scriptures. That's what I told you to write down. Do you remember I gave unto you Romans chapter 11, verse 25? Remember Romans chapter 11, verse 25? Put Romans chapter 11, verse 25 beside the scriptures if you are taking notes. Now you're going to understand. Remember Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Let's read again. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your what? Own conceit. That blindness in part is happening to Israel. What is this blindness? What they cannot see? For it is written, I have not seen, nor hear I've heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. So God is revealing the mystery of the gospel to the Gentiles. And to us, beloved, like it seems like our understanding, our love is getting cold. And our light, the light that's supposed to light up our mind, is fading away. And the Gentile is receiving this light. And since the fullness of the Gentile become him. Look at Acts again, chapter 28, verse 27 and 28. For the heart of this people is wax gross. And their ears are dull of hearing, can't hear. And their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, because you can't see. So blindness is in part as happening unto Israel. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be what? Converted. So because blindness is in part with Israel, with us, we are not being what? Converted. Hold it. What do you mean we are not being converted? Who are you to tell me I'm not being converted? Hold it, my brothers and sisters. Remember, Psalm 51, verse 13 said, then shall I teach transgressor thy ways. And sinners shall be what? Converted unto thee. We call the Gentiles sinners. But you know we are sinners. We have the truth. So because we are ungrateful, we do not appreciate what God has given unto us, our heart walks gross, our walks cold, and our hearing, our perception, beloved, our spiritual hearing is clogged up, get dull. So now the Gentiles going to hear what we are hearing. So we have the bread, you know, you have too much. Somebody don't have what you have, and they get what you have, beloved, and they appreciate it so much. They tell you a thank you about a million times, and you have it and you have appreciate. Those, they're going to come in this message. The same words that you are hearing, you sleep and you carelessly just listen. Don't even want to write down, and you complain, and every wind of doctrine comes. You look at this TV, and why? Because you're hearing the message. You don't even take your own time, quiet time, look at time, sit on your bottom, and to read and study and to know what God's word said. But you hear this preacher over there, you're going along with this false doctrine. Everything you say, amen. You amen your way into hell. Lord have mercy. Beloved, we need to be wise unto what? Salvation. So in order for me to be saved, I must be what? Wise unto what? Salvation. Send our children to school. We go to school and college and all of these things. How is it that when you come to this physical thing, you are intelligent? But the spiritual things, you are dumbed down. No, beloved. We have a great education, beloved. Great philosophy. We are told that things we need to learn and unlearn. So you got to learn and learn some of these things that we learn. Amen? And learn some of God's own. Amen? So we can appreciate what God gave unto us. Go with me to Psalms 106. The Jews rejected the plan of salvation, mercy, which is found in Jesus Christ. As a result of their rejection, God turned to a nation who do not know him, which is the Gentiles. Psalms 106, verse 4 to 7. Remember me, O God, because remember, salvation is come unto who? The Gentiles. Remember Romans chapter 11, verse 11 and 13? Remember, salvation is come rather to who? The Gentiles. Listen to this. Remember me. So if salvation is come to the Gentile, God is visiting the Gentile. So God turned to a nation who do not know him. So God is visiting. Listen now. Remember me, O Lord, which the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Or visit me with thy what? Salvation. So who God is visiting? God is visiting a nation who do not know. Who do not know his inheritance? Who do not know his covenant? Who do not know his law? Who do not know his works, his miracle, his power? Turn into another nation, and they will be appreciate what you given to them. Oh, visit me with salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation. The Gentiles are going to be happy. Come in. That I may glory with thine inheritance. The Gentiles don't have no inheritance. So because of their faith, beloved, they hear the gospel. This is the mystery of God. God is at what? Work until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Then our Savior, then Jesus can put in his appearance. Are you with me? To come in and to gather in his harvest. Are you with me, beloved? We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. The Gentiles do not understand the wonders that God have done among us. The Gentiles do not know that we have a history, because we are told that lest we forget our past history. Oh, God have led us in the past, beloved. Are you with me? So we forget. So they do not know the wonders that God have done in Egypt. They do not know the wonders that God sent the 10th plague. Are you with me? So now the Gentiles, beloved, so because they do not know these wonders and we know it, so God's going to put us aside, remove, and they're going to take our place. So now they're going to change the type and anti-type. They realize in Egypt, God sent 10 plagues, but now in the future, God is sending 7. But they're going to understand how they can be prepared so they will not receive the 7 last plagues. Are you with me, beloved? Because the Gentiles are going to come in, they're going to be what? Sunday and Saturday. That's what God said to the Gentiles. Come out of her, my people. Who are going to call them out of Babylon? Seventh-day Adventists. But we are playing a fool of ourselves. So God's going to raise up some layman in these last days. God's going to raise up some little sharp man like myself. Sometimes they stutter on their word. But God said, I'm going to speak through the stammering lips. I'm going to empower them. We are told, beloved, God's not going to finish the work with the majority. The majority is going to be the layman who are under the unction of the Holy Spirit, who are humble, asking God to lead them, who are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, who are going to call sin by right name, who have force, who have courage, who are filled with the lame food of the Holy Spirit, who are going to tell God's people, repent of your sins. Turn thee, why shall you die, O Advent life? Turn, because Jesus Christ is coming. Turn, because you have a case at the bar of God right now. Turn, because Jesus Christ is about to put in his appearance. Turn, because he is about to stand up. Turn, now you must preach and teach and live what you know in these last days. If not, he's going to seek you out. A great shaking is coming, Advent life. Turn, because if you do not turn, you will be shaken out. We must turn, beloved. Go with me to Psalms 8, verse 4 and 5. Psalms 8, 4 and 5. Psalms 8, 4 and 5. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Listen, remember, God visit who? The Gentiles with salvation. What is salvation? To deliver one from what? Sin. Deliver them from the curse. Deliver them from captivity. To deliver them from sin. To deliver them from brokenness. Are you with me, beloved? What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man that thou visit him? For thou had made him what? A little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Beloved, remember, and I saw another angel come down from what? heaven with great glory, and the earth was lightened with his glory. So God going to crown who? The Gentiles and his faithful few with what? Glory. What is this glory? Character. Name change. They're going to reflect the character of Jesus Christ in these last days. Let us pray, beloved, and weep before the porch and the altar and say, Lord, change me. Spear, oh God, spear me, because I see sin in me. Lord, I see a wicked heart in me. Lord, you promised in Ezekiel 36, Lord, you say you will give me a new heart. Lord, remove this heart of flesh, stubbornness, stiff neck. Restore an heart of stone, heart of stone, and give me this heart of flesh so you can mold me into your likeness, in your character. Amen. So we can start to look like Jesus, smell like Jesus, smile like Jesus, operate like Jesus, sleep like Jesus. Amen. All right, let us move on, beloved. Go with me to John chapter 1. Not 1 John. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. He was in the world. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Beloved, it takes you less than 30 seconds to find the scripture. Amen. Because if I give you a remote to go find the channel, you find it quickly. Amen. So we must be versatile with our Bible. Amen. The Bible says, study yourself, approve. Amen. So when you study, you are familiar with the subject matter. Amen. You are familiar with the Bible. Amen. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him what? Not. He came unto his own. Remember, God visited his own. God said, Jesus said, for I have only come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, his own, right? For thou hast made him, He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him what? Not. But as many has received him, what is many? The Gentiles, a nation who do not know him. A nation without inheritance. A nation without promise. A nation without the true God. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? Sons of what? God. Even to them that believe on his name. So now, question, beloved, why did the Lord turn from the Jews and go to the Gentiles? Go with me to Acts chapter 22, verse 21 and 22. This is a close of probation and children of Israel. This is a lot right here. Can't go over that. So let us go with this dealing with the mystery of God. This is dealing with the mystery of God. Amen. Acts chapter 22, verse 21 and 22. And when the blood of thy master Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the remnant of them that slew him. And he said unto me, this is God speaking to Paul, depart, for I will send thee far, what? Far ends unto the Gentiles. Beloved, this is deep, beloved. I have so much to show you, but beloved, we go with me to Acts 13. Please take notes, beloved. You need these things. The mystery of God. The mystery of God we are looking at, beloved. I want you to understand. See, if you only way we're going to understand, we must take notes. Amen. Acts chapter 13, verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, because remember, God said, go far and to the who? Unto who? The Gentiles, right? Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary, listen, beloved, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to who? You. Remember, Jesus said, I have not come but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Who need to hear the word of God first before probation closed? The seventh day, the members of the Seventh Day Adventist, the General Conference, everybody need to hear it. It was necessary that the word of God should first, let them reject it. Come what may, you preach it, you go give it. Let us get up out of our skin and go teach and preach, amen? And don't sit down with so much knowledge, beloved, and start getting malnourished with all of that truth, amen? When you go teach, beloved, when you go teach and edify and educate, God will nourish you with that what you have, amen? Then Paul and Barnabas walked bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing, listen, beloved, but seeing blindness in part happen unto Israel, but seeing they can't see the first angel, but seeing they cannot see that God is bringing in new believers in this assay, but seeing ye put it far from you, ye put far the word of God from you. God said, for you have set at naught all of my counsel, and you have none of my reproof. God said, these children, they are rebellious children. Children are lying children. Children who take counsel, but not of me. Of a covering, but not of my spirit. It was necessary, Advent Light, that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But see, ye put it far from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life. Lord have mercy. When we put the word of God far from us, we are unworthy of everlasting life. You miss out. Lord, we turn to who? The Gentiles. One who we see more appreciate of this everlasting life, because Jesus spoke unto them saying, I am the light of the world, Gentiles. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, Advent Life. Jesus, in John chapter 1, verse 4, beloved, in him was life, and the light was the light of men. Jesus said, this is the light that come down, beloved, and to lighten the earth with his glory. So we see, and for I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, beloved, having everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, say with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him that made the heavens and the earth. Worship him that said, let there be light, Advent Light. Light to light up your soul in these last days. Jesus wants to lift you up. Light up your mind. Light up your life. Light up your soul so you will never be the same. I'm talking to somebody this evening before we depart from the phone. I pray that you receive Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus said, walk while you of light, Advent Light, lest you walk in darkness. Jesus said, the children of this world, they are wiser than the children of light, Advent Light. Let us walk in the light, because Jesus said, this is the mystery of God. Because if you do not walk in the light, you're going to walk in darkness. And them that are walking in darkness, they will see the light, and they will start to walk in it. And the Bible said, this is the mystery of God, the fullness of the Gentiles. Beloved, let us walk in it. A shaking is coming. Let me give you one more. Go with me to Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Acts chapter 9, verse 15, beloved. It's getting sweeter and sweeter, beloved. Deeper, beloved. I'm going to understand a little bit more about the mystery of God. Let me give you one more. Quickly. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name. Before who? The Gentiles. Who's going to bear the name of our God, Jehovah God, before the Gentiles? God, Advent Life, and kings, and the children of Israel. So guess every Advent is going to bear God's name before the Gentiles, before kings, and before everyone who do not know our God. Amen? So, beloved, take courage, beloved. Until another time again, we'll meet again. We will continue to see our God lead. We will continue this mystery of God, beloved. This is the mystery. What is the mystery of God regarding you and I? Christ in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. I pray that somebody, oh God, They hear your voice. They hear your calling. They will make their calling an election sure. Lord God Almighty, I pray that we will pray like never before, oh God, so revival and reformation can be wrought in our each and every one of us life, Lord. I pray for every man, boy, and girl on this prayer line. I pray that you cover them, keep them, watch over them, oh God. Lord, let no evil beset them, nor no any plague come there. They are dwelling, oh God. I pray that, Lord, when the enemy come up against them, with a flood, but Lord, but the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against you, Satan. Take your flight and leave God's people. Lord God Almighty, I'm asking you to shed your light in your people's soul right now. Thank you so much for hearing this prayer, and thank you so much for your presence of your Holy Spirit and your presence of your holy angel at tabernacle around about each and every one of us. Continue to be with us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that message. I pray that my brother and sister received it and that we make those changes, or ask the Lord to help us to make those changes, because we cannot do it within our own strength, and that our hearts will be consecrated each and every day, especially on the Sabbath, consecrated for our Lord, our King, our Savior, and may we shun the appearance of evil and hate, every garment spotted, and may our garment be cleansed and washed and purified. So again, that was a timely message, brothers and sisters. I won't hold you long so that you can go back and meditate on those chapters. I pray that you took the passage and that you may go back and read them and meditate upon them and share it with others. And again, happy Sabbath. May each and every one of you have a blessed Sabbath. Jesus loves you, and he's soon to come. God bless. Amen.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me so.
Jesus.